For years, Indiana's veteran and active duty military population has shrunk, both at home and stationed overseas. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports, to address that issue, Indiana House lawmakers passed a bill Tuesday that would exempt all military income from state taxes by 2027.
Indiana currently offers limited deductions and partial exemptions for active duty military income tax. Estimated state revenues would drop by over $20 million if this bill makes all that income fully exempt. But Representative Randall Fry argues the state loses more when Hoosiers change their residency upon enlistment to one of the many states that already don't tax military income.
So instead of paying Indian income tax, we aren't going to get it anyway. What we are doing is we're losing these individuals off of our population rolls.
Apart from potential population benefits, National Guard Sergeant Major Alan Thomas says this tax exemption would also be a recognition of troop sacrifices.
I've missed the birth of my first child. I have slept in armories. So in terms of a tax, that tax is being paid daily for every soldier.
The bill received unanimous bipartisan support in the House and now heads to the Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.